Pine processionary caterpillars, which make their homes in warmer regions of southern Europe, the Near East, and North Africa, are known for their unique mode of travel. They travel long distances in a single file, head-to-tail line, something like school children, but without the exhibitions of sugar rush and ADD. How do they manage to travel in single file? First, the caterpillars actually have two different methods of traveling. Pine processional caterpillars make mass nests in trees, and when leaving their nest to traverse the tree's branches in search of food, the caterpillars leave a pheromone trail. They do not always travel in line on these trails, but they can distinguish one trail from another. And unlike Robert Frost, they prefer the well-beaten paths marked by a majority of their fellow caterpillars. When the caterpillars are fully grown, they abandon their home in search of soft soil, where they will cocoon. These processions are always single file, head to tail, and can consist of as many as 300 caterpillars. The caterpillars stay in line in part as a result of tactile stimulus from the hair-like sensory appendages on the abdomen of the caterpillar in front of it. Scientists believe a yet-to-be-discovered pheromone probably plays a role, too. Whatever the impetus, the urge to follow is strong, as demonstrated by French naturalist Jean-Henri Fabre. He arranged these caterpillars into a complete circle around the edge of a flower pot so that there was no longer a leader, and they followed each other around and around for 7 days in frost and heat, going nowhere. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor. Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Michael Meyer at Purdue University. For A Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.